Dharma Talks by Moggach Sayadaw, the 11th of September 1961. By listening to Emptiness Dharma and Emptiness Nibbana, it's beneficial to listen to Emptiness, Sanata, Dharma with Emptiness and realize Emptiness Nibbana. This is important. The Buddha taught Maharaja, if you could see emptiness, you would realize Nibbana. One time Ananda requested the Buddha to explain the emptiness of the world, Sanatta Loka. Contemplate a Dharma as empty of I and mine. What are the things to contemplate? Contemplate the I, form as not I and not mine. With the contact of I and form, an I consciousness arises. This also is not I and not mine. Eye consciousness and feeling arise by contact, phasa. All three of them also are not I and not mine. If you can contemplate in this way and will be free from the kingdom of death. Today I'll talk about this short and effective Dharma. Why should I teach emptiness? Because it will disappear with Nibbana. Even now in this Buddha's teaching, it's nearly disappeared to talk about mind-body, Nama Rupa, and people don't understand it because there's no person or living being. If talk about the five aggregates, khandhas, are arising and passing away, only few people want to pay attention to it. Khandha, ayatana, base approximately 6 internal bases and 6 external bases, 6 sense doors and 6 sense objects, element, dhatu, and truth, Sakka, are empty phenomena, Sanatta Dharma. In the future no one will teach about it. Even find fault with someone who talks about it. In the aggregates there are no I and mine means it's empty of a person or a living being. The arising and passing away of aggregates are empty of me and mine. Here Sayadaw used feeling to teach emptiness. I am in pain is wrong view. Ditthi means view, but it always means for wrong view without adding right or wrong in front of it. And then it follows by clinging to view, dittupadana, and action, kamma. See the 12 links of dependent co-arising. Because of feeling and becomes I feel. The three causes for the future becoming come into the process, i.e., ditthi, dittupadana and kamma. Because we can't view it as emptiness. Without emptiness dependent arising process is continuous and becoming the round of existence, samsara. If this Dharma disappears, the teaching will disappear. Without the penetration of emptiness, I and mine will follow everyone all the time. I is wrong view and mine is craving. It happens because we can't see emptiness and leads to bad destination, dukkha. Someone will say, not I, is a difficult thing. In reality, not I lead to Nibbana. To Nibbana you don't need to choose a place for practice. It can practice anywhere, not the same as Samatha practice. I'll show you the practice. By seeing the feeling is arising, and the concept of I falls away. By watching and observing the arising of feeling, its lifespan is only 1 and 2. 1 is arising and 2 is passing away. By seeing of passing away, the mind does not exist anymore. By seeing impermanence, both I and mine fall away. In the 31 realms of existence only impermanence exists. Other things are only given names. Feeling only has the job of to feel and not my business. Insight meditation is the work of watching and observing. Feeling arises and disappears. It disappears because it's not mine. And then craving has fallen away. Then you know the emptiness of feeling. Contemplative knowledge, nana, becomes the knowledge of emptiness. Craving is the cause of dukkha and the aggregates. With the truth of dukkha is gone, there is the arising of the path knowledge and the ending of dukkha. Therefore, the Buddha said that by arriving to the emptiness so as not to be seen by death means nibbana. Here are the important points to note. By knowing a dharma is arising and wrong view fall off, and with the passing away craving fall apart. Not realize the first nibbana is not understanding of emptiness. Not from book knowledge but by directly. For example, a pleasant feeling arises in the body. By knowing directly of its arising, then the I-ness falls away. It's not me, just only feeling, and it becomes empty of me. It's not mine that it passes away. Therefore, seeing impermanence is without the I-ness and mine-ness. This is the knowledge of emptiness. Contemplate more and more it becomes the path, magga. The arising is dukkha and the passing away is also dukkha. By fully understanding, parinna, of this and then from the insight knowledge it becomes path knowledge. Then all these arising and passing away come to an end. Dukkha nirodho nibbanam tilde the cessation of dukkha is nibbana. Tanha nirodho nibbanam tilde the cessation of craving is nibbana. The path knowledge understands dukkha and sees nibbana. With the truth of the path, the other truths are fulfilled. The commentary gave the simile of a boat carrying people and crossing the river from this shore to the other shore. This side is the truth of dukkha. The river is the cause of dukkha and the other side is the end of dukkha. The boat is the truth of the path which done the other jobs. Impermanence is the dharma of not I and not mine. Therefore, by contemplating impermanence, wrong view and craving fall away. Emptiness mainly destroyed wrong view, but also including craving. By seeing the arising of phenomena overcomes the identity view, sakkaya ditthi, and annihilationism, arcada ditthi. And seeing the passing away overcomes eternalism, sasata ditthi.